Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Jordan Palick. Jordan Palick has been leading VaneWay since its establishment in November 2020. He has spent several years at Boston Scientific as a research and development, quality process, and manufacturing engineer. He developed several balloon catheters, including the Ranger paclitaxel coated balloon. He worked on the manufacturing floor for nitinol self-expanding stents, including the Epic Innova and Alluvia nitinol stent models. He did design assurance work for the nitinol implants such as Watchman and its delivery system, where he worked extensively in a strong medical device quality system. While working as a process development engineer, Jordan worked on the extrusion floor, developed the Comet 2 FFR guard wire, and the Mamba IC microcatheter, where he developed several processes for manufacturing these products. Jordan has extensive engineering experience and experience working in a rigorous quality system. Well, good afternoon, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
It's nice to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is exciting. And again, today I get to traverse the globe. A lot of podcasts I do are around the globe, but today, again, we're traversing outside of the United States, and we are visiting you virtually in the great country of Israel. So thank you again for jumping on. And Jordan, we're going to jump right into these questions. You've got quite the career in engineering, research and development. You're a serial entrepreneur and now the CEO of VaneWay. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Of course, Brian. I'll start with what inspires me. First of all, I'm here at the MedX Accelerator, which is a group of various different companies involved. And I'm really inspired by this accelerator, by all of the hardworking people around me that are working to change and to innovate and to progress the state of healthcare in the world. Because every company here and every individual here is working on something medical. And so I'm constantly impressed with what they're working on and what they're inventing. And I, of course, chose to be a part of this as well. And then how did I get here in my career growth? Well, I'm sure you've heard this a lot, but most of it is luck. I actually took a bad situation, which was the COVID-19 pandemic. I was actually laid off from my job, and I took advantage of that to build something else. And to really start this company out of it.
That's amazing. You know, a lot of challenges have come through the pandemic. Some people, you know, had to close their doors. Some people, in your case, had to look for something different because the economy had changed drastically and caused a lot of people to lose their job. So thank you for sharing. And this is exciting. And this is another success story where somebody takes essentially lemons and makes lemonade, right? So Jordan, what was the single biggest business decision maybe during this pandemic? And then how different is your business strategy today with your startup?
Well, that's a great question, Brian. I'll first take the opportunity to share a little bit about VaneWay, what we're doing and why it's so important. First of all, VaneWay is working on a device that deals with blockages in the veins. We identified an unmet need in the chronic venous space, mainly because not that many people have been paying attention to the veins. People talk a lot about the arteries and blockages in the arteries in the heart or in the peripheral arteries, but they aren't really speaking about the veins. And people really suffer from this disease with chronic blockages. The legs get very large and swollen. It's very painful. It's very hard to walk. And there's actually over 900,000 Americans get a DVT, a deep vein thrombosis, every single year. So it's really important that we start focusing on devices for treating chronic venous disease. And that's exactly what our device here at VaneWay does, is it actually crosses these blockages and allows our physicians to then go in and place a stent. So at the beginning of the pandemic, I mentioned that I was laid off from my job. So I started VaneWay with no salary other than unemployment benefits, no funding, and obviously the economy was in a down state at the beginning. But I continued working hard and got lucky. I got some grants from the Israel Innovation Authority that helped me get started. And now we're really in a position where we've switched our strategy from that of bootstrapped to more of a bull strategy. And, you know, like I said, the veins have been left alone for 20, 30 years, and we're getting to it now. So we're the next big thing. And we've got this secret that we're trying to really take away from, take it out of being a secret, make it well known, because the artery, like I mentioned at the beginning, so many people focused on the arteries. So now we have a chance to go into a new frontier, and we're really leading the charge with that.
I love that story. And there's always a problem to solve, right? And someone once told me, you know, you don't start a business because you want to start a business. You start a business to solve a problem. And that's inspiring. So thank you for sharing, Jordan. And Jordan, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Of course. We're in the business of medical devices. So the more technology you actually add to a device, the more complicated the regulatory processes become. Therefore, we actually don't have any software or electronics in our device. However, we are leveraging unique materials and new manufacturing processes in order to make our device reliable, safe. And despite the lack of any software or electronics, it's still an innovative device that is different than anything that's come before it.
I love that. You know, Jordan, I've been on the tech side in healthcare for 20 plus years, and this is something that really, really excites me. And I know that our audience, we have a lot of technologists in the healthcare space and a lot of healthcare providers. So this is really exciting and inspiring, and we're going to be following your story for a long time. So Jordan, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either engineering or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, of course. I actually have three things I'd like to say about that. First is to truly understand the problem that you are trying to solve. And that's a real challenge, because we as human beings instinctively hear a problem and we start thinking about solutions. But I don't think that's the correct approach to really building a successful business. Because if you don't truly understand the problem, then your solution won't solve that problem. So how do you make sure that you really understand the problem? I think it comes to talking to as many people as we possibly can. That includes physicians, that includes mentors, that includes other entrepreneurs, but essentially building a network and making sure to be utilizing that network, I think, has been one of the keys to my success so far. The other one is to focus on the goal. It's really easy to get distracted in today's world with social media, with news stories of big money and investors and sales. But if you focus on the goal and kind of put that up and know what you're chasing after, it'll keep you focused. It's kind of like meditation, you know, when you come back to the breath or to the anchor. No matter how distracted you get, if you can focus on the goal, you'll continue driving forward. And the last thing I want to talk about is really to be present at all times, to enjoy the moment. It's hard to do. As humans, we're naturally caught up in our own thoughts and the things we need to do or the things we did do. But as much as we can try to focus on being present in the moment, and that includes making sure that we take time off, because no matter how busy we get, we have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves first and foremost, because that's the way that we live longer and make sure our business is.
Thank you, Jordan. You shared some great nuggets with us today. And like I said, I can't wait to get this edited and out the door to our audience. So Jordan, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Of course. Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure to be here.
Bye for now.